Well, a man who once was the head football coach at Elyria Catholic, now making his way across town to Elyria to become the new head football coach of the Pioneers. This was big news coming out of the Lorain County football scene in the past week, and here to talk about it with us this morning is the one and only Brian Fox, again, your new head football coach at Elyria High School. Coach Fox, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. Did you get the Twitter handle and the Twitter bio and all that stuff figured out quite yet?
I'm working on it, so I think I got him.
Good deal, good deal. Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. Congratulations, first and foremost, on the new gig over there at Elyria High School. Certainly very exciting times within that Pioneer community. And I'm sure, obviously, this was a tough decision and a tough move for you. So we'll just start with this, Coach. What was it about this Elyria position that drew you over there to become part of this Pioneer football program?
You know, obviously, we played them, and we were able to see how much talent they had year in and year out. We were able to, like at EC last year, we were able to pull off a win. But in previous years, you know, you saw a whole lot of talent over there. But really, it was a few of the people in Lorain County football that I really looked up to. I reached out and kind of asked about the job, and they. You know, they let me know a little bit more like what's going on in the building and the people who would be the support system there. And, you know, the more I end up talking to these guys, the more I realize this is a very special place to be. And, you know, since I've been around it, I've been nothing but impressed and just so excited to be a part of it.
And, Coach, we know you certainly had a lot of Panther pride over there during your time at EC. So before we get more into this new spot, you know, new position with Elyria, how tough was it for you to walk away from EC and say goodbye to those kids that you had led for the last couple of years?
Oh, it's been probably the toughest week of my one of the toughest weeks of my life. You know, it was so difficult to think this through and then say bye to the kids because I do love it. You know, I it's such a wonderful community, amazing kids. You know, it was just a really special part of my life for 5 years, and it's probably the happiest I've been in my career. So it was extremely difficult, and, you know, there's a whole lot of tears, probably more than I've had in my adult life, but it was something I knew that I had to do for the future and for my family.
Hey, Coach, when you talk about that, you know, you were there for 5 seasons. That's a pretty long commitment, I think, when we like, kind of review the lineage of that EC job over the past, you know, couple of decades. And you think to yourself, okay, you gave him 5 years. Talk about the goals that you set out to accomplish and kind of what you came away with, because I would think that you took that program. Certainly, from a coach standpoint, I think there's always room to improve, and you could go further. But most would agree that you got about what you could get out of that position and out of that team year in and year out. You had nothing but success there.
Yeah, it was something I was very proud of, and you know, I really didn't know quite what to expect. I had a little bit of background with EC because one of my best friends growing up was a Wilhelm, so you know. Growing up around 2002 was a great time for the Wilhelm, and so you know it was really special what we were able to do. You know, I never really had those like goals as far as winning state championships and all that. It was all about you know, the day to day. You know, making sure that your work ethic was there, making sure the relationships were there, and trying to you know, make things special for the kids. And you know, we had a really special team this year. We had really high goals since what we were able to do last year in the playoffs. But we kind of ran into quite a team this year, and you know, some would think that means they fell short. But you know, I think our kids worked their tail off. They did all the things you could ever hope for them to do, and you know, process-oriented coach would say that we accomplished exactly what I was hoping for.
Brian, your team at EC this year, I think you sent 18 seniors out there. So when you think about that, you know, the cupboard's certainly not bare, but did that make it easier as far as the right time to say, well, this group was special, we saw this group through, I committed to them and they committed to me, and now I can feel good about the path that they're on, and maybe it's time for me to take another one?
You know, we have a really special junior class, and they were really heavy on my mind. And, you know, I was actually really excited about, you know, the prospect of these kids and watching them grow as leaders because, you know, obviously we had a lot of talent in this past senior class, but it was the leadership that really made them special. So that was kind of the excitement. And, you know, I started to see in the short off season we had some growth in leaders on that group. And, you know, it really wasn't something that I was thinking about. And, you know, this is – Elyria Catholic has a wonderful group of seniors that I'm going to miss so much.
Again, we're joined by new Elyria High School head football coach Brian Fox, making the move over from EC this past week. Coach, when it comes to learning these new kids of yours over there at Elyria, how much of that falls on you as the head coach to approach them and get to know them versus how much of it falls on them to make it a point to come up and introduce themselves to you and make it a point to get them in your mind? You know, obviously anybody who follows your Twitter or listen to what Superintendent Ange Loss had to say, you've done a good job of learning these kids already, but you know, how do you approach that, getting familiar with this new group of guys?
Oh, I mean, that's the first goal, you know, and not even just, you know, the kids you know will be playing a whole bunch for you, but trying to get to meet every single person you can, you know, get in the building and make your presence known and just spread positivity throughout the building. You know, I think so much of football is the initial relationship and just wanting to find somebody that you want to invest your time and your life in. So that, you know, I mean, it's definitely my first goal. It's definitely my responsibility. It's something I'm really excited to do. At the basketball game yesterday, everybody who walked by, I was like constantly bugging, like, "Hey, you play football?" We talking to senior basketball players. Like, I'm a senior. I've never played football before. I'm like, "Hey, fail some classes and come back, please." But that's, you know, that's among my favorite things. You know, this is, it's so funny. You always think this is the thing I love, and then you get into it and you realize that there's different aspects of it. And while I grew up thinking I loved football, what I found out I really loved is people. I love this part of it. So this is the exciting part.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the building and kind of the culture over there. Relatively new high school. Basically new facility over there, only their second year in the conference in SWC play. Devlin Culliver had this in a pretty good spot. Is this something where you can take this over and now the Brian Fox era begins over there and the kids that are coming in now and, you know, for years to come probably remember the newer school, the newer facility, and the new conference is just a way to, you know, blend that all together with you taking the helm there?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, especially you go back before Coach Culliver, like, it's like he took over, you know, 0-10, and it was a rough place. And Coach Culliver did a phenomenal job, you know, bringing life to the school. And
certainly did.
You know, winning games, and you know, he deserves so much credit. And, you know, I do at some level feel like all the special things they have going on in the school with facilities and, you know, is some of the new things and the opportunities that are there, you know, it especially the move into a conference and getting away from Mentor. Not to mention, well, I guess there's another amazing school in the new conference, but nonetheless, you know, you're playing more teams that you have opportunity to be on the same level of. So, you know, it offers a lot of a great opportunity, and you know, I think it's in a beautiful spot to take off.
Yeah, no hour-long bus rides either.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, good deal. Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning. Congratulations again on the new job over there at Elyria. Like you said, I'm sure this was a very tough and an emotional past week for you. But, again, once that fall football season rolls around, I know you'll have those Pioneers out and running, and we'll certainly look forward to covering you. You know, we'll be pestering you once the football season rolls around.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thank you again.
I hope so. Hopefully there's something you want to talk to me about. So hopefully we're doing something good. Thank you so much for having me. Go Pios.
There you go, Coach. And that is new Elyria High School head football coach, Brian Fox. He's already got the new Go Pios?
Is that Pios. That's what we got
out of that. All right. He's already making the adjustments. So big thank you to Coach Fox and a big congratulations to him once again. Again, I'm sure this was a very tough and emotional week for him, but making the right decision for him, his family, his career, making the jump over to Elyria. And we'll see how Elyria Catholic responds now, who they bring in as their next head football coach, something to certainly keep track of in the coming week.